This is the fourth mark, which is a biblical view of conversion. We just finished reading Acts chapter 26, which gives us multiple and varying illustrations and explanation concerning conversion. And this morning, I'm not really interested in giving a verse-by-verse exposition of Acts 26.
今天早上我并不要把26章每一节每一节都给你们解释清楚。
But I'd like to use this text to show how did Paul and subsequently how did Christ think of conversion.
那我用这一节这一本经节向你们讲清楚基督也就是保罗后来怎么样有个对归主观的看法。
As a point of introduction, I'd like to make two points though.
我想用两点来做一个介绍。
First of all, what conversion is not?
第一点是什么不是归主观?
Conversion is not simply mental acceptance.
归主不仅仅就是这个精神上的接受。
That is to say, it's not simply accepting that a certain body of truth or a certain body of statements is true.
也就是说不仅仅接受有哪一些知识是正确的。
For instance,
for比方说,
someone can agree mentally with the fact that they are a sinner.
一个人可以精神上接受什么是罪。
They can agree with the fact that their sin has offended the Most High God.
他们可以接受他们的罪已经得罪了神。
They can agree mentally that Jesus Christ, who is fully God and fully man,
他们也可以接受基督是完完全全的神，也是完完全全的人。
Came to earth to die.
他到这个世上来死了。
To make a substitutionary sacrifice for sin.
他的死是为我们的罪替死。
Forever satisfying the wrath of God.
这样就可以完完全全的使神息怒。
They can agree that Jesus rose from the dead.
他们也可以相信耶稣基督从死里复活。
Forever proving the truth of his sacrifice.
这样就可以证明这个牺牲的真理。
Simple agreement with the statement that the facts are true is not enough.
仅仅相信这些事实是真的并不够。
The Apostle James says that even the devils believe and tremble.
雅各说因为魔鬼都相信而战惊。
However, there is no conversion without agreement to the facts.
可是呢，一个人真正的归主不能够不接受这些事实。
So mental acceptance is a necessary condition.
所以呢，精神上能够接受是一个必须的一个步骤。
But it is not a sufficient condition.
但还是不足够的。
Secondly,
第二点,
is conversion simply moral resolve?
归主观是不是道德上的决心呢？
Can someone say that he's simply going to live his life in a different manner?
假如一个人仅仅说我将过不同的生活。
A drug dealer may come to the conclusion that he should no longer sell drugs.
一个专门卖毒品的人，他决定了不再卖了。
And morally resolved to change his life.
所以在道德上决定改他的生活。
An alcoholic may go to AA meetings.
一个酗酒的人去参加AA的会议。
And he may look at the chair, which becomes his higher power.
他可以认为这个椅子会有更大的权利。
And he stops drinking alcohol because he's appealed to some kind of higher power.
他停止喝酒，就向一些大的、更高的能力来屈服。
And he's morally resolved to live his life differently.
他从道德上下个决心，再过不同的生命。
An angry man who beats his wife and children
一个很暴怒的人，一天到晚打他的妻子跟孩子。
May come to the conclusion that what he is doing is really wrong.
他也可能认为发觉他所做的是不对的。
And he may go through anger management classes.
他可以去上一些课，怎么样来控制他的愤怒。
And he may make a moral resolution to live his life differently.
所以他可以就在道德上做一个决定。 不再犯做这些事情,
this is not conversion.
这个并不是归主。
Is conversion a mere reliance on Christ?
归主是不是仅仅的依靠基督呢?
This third option is closer to the truth.
这第三个比较更接近真理。
reliance upon or trust in Christ is absolutely necessary for conversion. However, as will be seen in a few moments,
等一下我们会看到,
the confusion in dealing with the nature of conversion,
有的人在, 聊在归主观上面有很多的混乱的思想,
is that we often confuse the idea of cause and effect. Reliance upon Christ is a cause.
依靠基督是一个原因,
it is not an effect,
并不是一个结,
and it is also not conversion.
也不是归主.
Second of all,
第二点,
how does conversion happen?
那么归主如何发生呢?
Some people say we do absolutely nothing.
有人说我们什么都不需要做.
But does man have a part in conversion?
那么人怎么样能够得到赎罪, 能够归主呢?
We'll see from a moment how this looks from the perspective of the Apostle Paul. Paul did have a responsibility. But does man do everything? We'll see for in a moment that while one being converted has some responsibility, the brunt of the actions within conversion is not on him. He does not choose, but is chosen. So having stated that, I'd like to offer a definition of conversion. Conversion is the event whereby a sinner becomes a saint. It's the event where the sinner consciously and deliberately turns to God. As an event, it can be described and understood. And like any event, conversion has both causes and effects. And it is these three aspects that I'd like to examine this morning through this text of Scripture. And so, in Acts chapter 26, we have Paul relating his testimony on the road of Damascus. So to remind you, in the book of Acts, Paul comes down from the south, from Antioch, back through on his third missionary journey, heading back to Jerusalem. And when he arrives with his group of companions, he enters into the temple to worship. And so he's accused by the Jewish people of bringing Gentiles into the temple. And a massive riot breaks out in Jerusalem. And so then the Roman guards intervene and grab the Apostle Paul. And they wonder why in the world that this one man can cause such a huge riot. So Paul, who's sitting in the jail, learns that there's a plot against his life. And so the guards find out, and so he's transported by a massive army to the city of Caesarea.
然后呢，就有很大很多的军人来了，把他运到凯撒利亚去。
And so he appears before Felix.
所以他在腓力斯面前分诉。
And he explains the entire problem.
他把所有的事情都解释给腓力斯听。
After a 2-year period, Felix is then deposed as the governor, and Festus takes his place.
所以经过了2年被关在监狱里面。 那么腓力斯就把他送到腓斯都那边去了。
So Festus comes and hears the case of Paul.
那么当腓斯都看到有保罗这件事情要审判的时候,
and Festus is confused. This man's been in prison for 2 years. There have been no charges pressed. And he hasn't broken any laws. And so towards the end, Paul looks at him and says, okay, if you're not going to give me a fair trial, as my right as a Roman citizen, I demand my trial before Caesar. And so Paul, desiring to go to Rome, as he told the Romans in his book of Romans, essentially buys himself a free ticket to Rome. By appealing to Caesar. And so they say, okay, we'll send him to Rome eventually. So Herod Agrippa comes to town. Herod Agrippa, his father was the man who killed James and imprisoned Peter. This man was the great grandson of Herod the Great, who was the one who ended up killing all of the children in Luke chapter 2. You remember the story of Herod Agrippa's father. He was the man who killed James and who imprisoned Peter. He was eaten alive by worms in Acts chapter 12 due to his pride. At the time of this man's father's death, though, he was only 17 years old. The Emperor Claudius thought he was too young to govern a kingdom. And thus Judea again became a full Roman province. He was known for being a great builder. And it's before this man that Paul is going to stand. Now, as a man who was raised in Israel, Herod was fully and well aware of the Jewish customs of the time. As we know from other sources of ancient writing, Herod was well versed in the Hebrew scriptures and was known for practicing somewhat of an orthodox form of Judaism. So Herod comes and asks to hear the testimony of Paul to see if there are any legitimate charges to be brought against him. So Paul begins and he's going to present his case through presenting his conversion. And in verses 4 through 8, he speaks of his life before his conversion. He says in verse 5 that he lived as the strictest sect of the Jews. He lived as a Pharisee. Now, the Pharisees were the people who would interpret the law so stringently that they would make laws to interpret laws. And so they had, for instance, 800 laws of the use of the Egyptian cucumber. And some, for instance, some of their laws on the Sabbath day, the Bible says you can't work.
所以我们知道律法说，当有这个要守圣日的时候，你不能够工作。
And so they thought, what does it mean to work?
什么叫做工作?
Well, when we were in Egypt, we were making bricks by making mud.
就是说我们在埃及的时候，我们用泥土来做砖。
So you can't make mud on the Sabbath day.
所以到了这个圣日的时候，你不能够和泥土。
Well, how would you make mud?
那你怎么样做泥土呢?
Well, normally you put water and dirt.
你就把泥跟把土跟水和在一起。
So if I spit in the dirt, I've made mud.
假如我吐痰吐的泥里面，吐的土里面就变成了泥。
But if I spit on the rock, I didn't make mud.
假如我吐痰吐的石头上，并没有泥出来。
So on the Sabbath day, I'm allowed spitting in the road, which is made of rock.
所以在圣日的时候，我可以吐痰吐在用砖用石头做的路上面。
But if I spit on the side of the road, I've sinned because I've made mud.
可是假如我吐痰吐在土旁边的话，我就犯了罪，因为我做了工。
So do you see the ridiculous kind of laws that they would make?
所以你可以看到他们这些律法是多么可笑。
And they lived their lives by these strict codes.
对，他们的生活就是靠这么严谨的这些规定来过。
And so Paul states really in verses 6 through 8 that the reason he's on trial is for his belief in the resurrection.
所以他在第六节以后讲，他为什么今天会被告，是因为他相信复活。
As an interesting side note, the main difference between the Pharisees and the Sadducees was a belief in the resurrection.
这个大家要了解，在法利赛人跟撒都盖人之间最不同的一点，就是有的相信。
So in verses 9 through 11, Paul describes how he treated Christians before he became one himself. In verse 9, it says he's convinced in his mind that he should do many things against Jesus of Nazareth.
所以第九节他说他自己认为他应当多方的攻击拿撒勒人耶稣的名。And
in verse 10 it describes some of his actions.
第十节就记载一些他所做的事。Not
only did he lock some of them in prison,
不但他把他们一些人关在监狱里面。But
when it came time for some of them to die, he even presided over their death.
假如轮到他们要死的时候，他也过来做主持他们这些。
You remember the deacon named Stephen? After they had stoned him, the people who stoned him, they took their coats and they laid them at the feet of Saul.
那么打他的人,
which is painting the picture that Saul was responsible morally for the death of Stephen.
换句话说,
And in verse 11, it says that he extended his anger and his fury against the church to other cities. And then one day, he's on the road to Damascus. He's walking north. And he's literally struck down blind by light. In this picture of being struck blind from blindness to light is going to become a metaphor that Paul will use here for conversion.
换句话说,他被打瞎了,就是从变成黑暗来描写。
And on the road to Damascus, Jesus himself meets him there.
耶稣基督他本人在保罗去大马色的路上跟他见过面。
And there is an instant and radical change of life and change of direction.
在这里,在这个生命上有一个很大的转变。
I'd like to take a few moments here to look at some of the descriptions that Paul gives. Especially in verse 18. Jesus is talking to Paul here.
这里是耶稣对保罗讲话。
And here's how he describes conversion. He gives two metaphors.
这里有两个象征性的有关归主的解释。
It says to open their eyes so that they may turn from darkness to light.
就是眼睛得开，从黑暗中归向光明。
It's the concept of being blind and then seeing.
也就是说本来是瞎的，现在可以看。
How can a blind man be made to see?
一个瞎眼的人怎么能让他看呢？
It's an action he cannot do on his own.
是这个瞎眼的人自己不能办得到的。
Hold your finger in Acts and go to the book of 2 Corinthians.
我们到哥林多后书,
chapter 4.
第四章。
I'll read to you verses 1 through 6.
第一节到第六节。
2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 through 6.
哥林多后书第四章。
Therefore, having this ministry by the mercy of God, we do not lose heart. We have renounced disgraceful, underhanded ways. We refuse to practice cunning or to tamper with God's word, but by the open statement of the truth, we would commend ourselves to everyone's conscience in the sight of God. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. In their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbeliever to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For what we proclaim is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves for your servants for Jesus' sake. For the God who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. How did this conversion happen?
这个归主是怎么样发生的?
How did this going from darkness to light actually occur?
从黑暗到光明是怎么样发生的?
He says in verse 6, the God who said, "Let there be light."
第六节他说，那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神。
And we know that he said that in Genesis chapter 1.
我们知道他是在记载在创世纪第一章那里。
And when God spoke the words, "Let there be light," light happened.
当神说让他有光的时候，就有了光。
And in the same way that God spoke light in Genesis 1,
在创世纪神说光的时候。
The very same God speaks light into the heart. He takes a person whose heart, whose eyes have been blinded. And he opens his eyes that he might see. A blind man can never make himself see.
一个瞎眼的人自己没办法让他自己看,
but the one who created light can make the blind to see light. So there is this description of blindness to sight. Look back at Acts 26.
我们回到使徒行传26,
again at verse 18.
在第18节,
it says, from the power of Satan unto God.
从撒旦权下归向神。
This is a metaphor that goes from slavery unto freedom.
这也就象征说从做奴隶得到自由。
And for this, I turn your attention to Romans chapter 6, verse 6.
现在你们到罗马书第六章。翻到罗马书第六章。
Romans 6:6 says, "We know that our old self was crucified with him, and that our body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin." Verse 7, "For one who has died has been set free from sin."
第六章第六节跟第七节。
Look at the book of Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 2.
我们到以弗所第二。
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1.
第一节,
You were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit now at work in the sons of the disobedient. Did you know that the person who empowers the unconverted, they live their lives according to Ephesians 2 by the power of Satan.
按照这个以弗所书第二章的话, 这些人是活在撒旦的权下。
And so when a person is converted, they are no longer a slave to Satan.
一个人假如他归主的话, 他已经不再做撒旦的奴隶。
But they are set free from that and they have a new master.
他们已经从那个捆绑里面解放出来有新的主人。
So that's the description of conversion.
这也就是有关归属的记载。
What are the causes of conversion?
那么怎么样, 什么是让归属发生的呢?
And here we find two.
这里有两个原因。
We've already seen that conversion is the work of God.
我们已经知道让归属能够发生是神的工作。
For Paul, it was through his experience of meeting Jesus Christ on the road of Damascus.
对保罗来说，也就是他呢在去大马色路上跟耶稣见面的那个经验。
If we follow Paul's descriptions given in Romans 3, which we won't take time to read,
我们不要去念罗马书第三章，那里是保罗的记载。
But it says that every mouth should be stopped, and all the world is guilty before God.
换句话，所有的嘴都要停止，所有的人在神面前都是得罪神的。
Ephesians 2.
在以弗所第二章,
as we just saw that you were dead in your trespasses and sins.
也就是说我们已经死在过犯中了。
What can a dead person do?
一个死的人能做什么事?
Nothing.
不能做任何的事。
Absolutely nothing.
没有任何事他可以做。
And it says that the unsaved person is spiritually dead.
一个没有得救的人是在精神是灵魂上是死的。
A spiritually dead person can do nothing.
一个灵魂上死的人什么事都不能做。
They can't desire to live a life that's pleasing to God.
他们不会想到要求神过一个求神喜悦的生活。
They can't even make an attempt to please God.
他们根本没有办法想要去讨神喜悦。
If there is any spark of life in them at all,
假如在他们里生命有一点点的生命的话,
if there's anything they're trying to do spiritually,
假如他们想要做一点点能够属灵的事的话,
they're trying to flee from God.
他们就其实他们想要从逃开向神逃开。
In order for a dead person to become a live person,
假如要能让一个死的人活过来的话,
a spiritually dead person to become a spiritually living person,
一个属灵的死的人变成属灵上的活的人,
there has to be a work of the Holy Spirit,
一定要有圣灵的工作,
to pull them across that threshold.
把他们从那里面带出来,
if the Holy Spirit is not working,
假如圣灵没有在这里工作的话,
then a person can never and will never be converted.
那么这个人就永远没有办法归主。
We see the other cause.
我们看另外一个原因。
It says in verse 20,
在20节,
Paul speaking to Herod the king Agrippa,
他这是向亚基波王说,
that he's preaching to people everywhere, both Jews and Gentiles,
他是向各地的人, 犹太人跟外邦人所讲的,
that they should repent and turn to God.
所以他们应该悔改归向神。
What is this concept of repentance?
这个悔改是什么意思?
First and foremost, it is a change of mind.
是最主要的,是心里面的改变。
That leads to especially a change in religious expression.
然后就带到一个在宗教上的一个改变。
Turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 9.
我们到帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章。
This is what repentance looks like.
这里告诉你悔改是什么。
1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 9.
第一章第九节,
For they themselves report concerning us the kind of reception that we had among you, how that you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God. There's a change in who the people end up worshiping. Thessalonica was a port city. And as a port city, they had all sorts of hundreds of temples, so every sailor from every part of the world could worship their own god there. So Paul entering the city in order to start this church, the people end up turning from the idols. In order to do that, they end up leaving their social circles. They literally become a different part of society. They worship in a different manner. For Paul, in his own conversion, he had to stop persecuting the church and stop promoting legalistic Judaism. Repentance is a complete turning from one's idols unto God. It is a slave turning from serving the old master, which is sin, to turn and serve the new master, Christ. What are some of the effects of conversion? In verse 18, of Acts 26, it says they may receive forgiveness of sins. There is no salvation. There is no forgiveness of sins without true biblical conversion. The opening of eyes is a work of God. The result is that your sin is taken away. And as the psalmist states, as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our sins from us. How far is the east from the west? It's literally an infinite distance. If you're a believer, your sin is gone. There's an inheritance among the saints. And this speaks of the hope that the church has. There is one day where you will receive, if you are a believer, a new body. A body in which there is no sin. A resurrected body. At which time you will take your place next to Jesus Christ and you will reign alongside of Him. And this is the inheritance that you have as a believer. And it's not simply an individual inheritance. It's something you share with everyone who's a believer. Within the church. The third result is in verse 21. It says, performing deeds in keeping with their repentance. What do these deeds, what do these good works look like? First of all, it is different for every person. Not every person who becomes converted is going to have to give up doing drugs. Because they weren't doing drugs to begin with. Not everyone who is converted from alcoholism. Not everyone who is converted from living a sexually immoral lifestyle. Not everyone who is converted swore before that they were converted. So the change is going to be based upon what the person was previously. For some, the change will appear much more radical than others. However, it does result in the fruit of the Spirit, which is listed in Galatians 5:18. Galatians 5:22. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Along with these fruit of the Spirit, he also lists things that are the fruit of the flesh. Which are listed in verse 19. Sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envies, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these. It's not an exhaustive list. So if there's a person who is generally characterized on a day-to-day basis, if you are characterized on a day-to-day basis by the works of the flesh, you may want to begin to ask the question, am I really converted? Am I really living as a converted person? Also, the degree of change may initially be slight, but will grow over time. When you're first converted, you don't always fully understand the ramifications of what that means. In our part of the world, if you become a believer, someone doesn't come to your house and cut your head off. If you become a believer in Saudi Arabia, it might just happen. It may come to that point in this country, but it isn't yet. A person who is converted in a Muslim country has put his life in danger. There are those who are converted, truly converted, even within scriptural examples, that often seem to show signs that they aren't converted. And for example, I can show you Ananias and Sapphira in Acts 5. Simon Magus in Acts 8. The Ephesian believers in Acts 19. In the city of Ephesus, it took them approximately 3 years after being converted. Before they even burnt their books on witchcraft. So the change that comes may occur slowly. And so we say that radical change is the expected ideal for every believer. And it's not always seen right away. Conversion itself is not a guarantee of consistent holy living. You still must make consistent daily choices to live in a manner that is pleasing to God. So I'll ask you two questions this morning. Have you actually been converted? Has there been a radical change of mind? A radical change of heart that has led to a radical change in direction? When you examine your life, do you see yourself consistently living as a person who is an actual believer? Or do you constantly live in the works of the flesh? One of the very first fruits of conversion is simply the desire to live in a manner that's pleasing to God. Even if you may not be sure what that actually looks like. Do you actually desire to live in a manner that pleases God? If you don't, you should probably ask yourself the question, am I converted? The second question I have. If you have been converted, do you strive to live that way on a regular basis? You say you have a desire to live according to the will and dictates of God. But are you practicing it? What does a church look like where most people in it are unconverted? In conclusion, I'd like to read for you Revelation chapter 3 to answer that question. Verses 14 through 22. Revelation 3:14-22. To the angel or the messenger of the church in Laodicea write, the words of the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of God's creation. I know your works. You are neither hot nor cold. Were that you are either cold or hot, so because you are lukewarm and neither hot or cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. For you say, I am rich. I have prospered, and I need nothing, not realizing that you are wretched, pitiable, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined by fire, that you might be rich, white garments, so that you might clothe yourselves, and the shame of your nakedness might not be seen, and salve to anoint your eyes, so that you may see. Those whom I love, I reprove and discipline. So be zealous and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the doors, I will come into him and eat with him and he with me. The one who actually conquers, I will grant to him to sit with me on my throne as I conquered and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Do you see the description that he gave?
你们看到这里的描写?
A church that claims to have it all.
这个教会他说他已经有了一切。
And everywhere you look in the book of Revelation, those who are wearing white garments are the believers.
在启示录里面,凡是穿了白衣服的都是信徒。
And these people can't even see themselves that they have no white garments on.
他们自己看不出他们没有穿白的衣服。
That they are naked.
他们是赤身的。
That they are not converted people.
他们并没有归主。
And thus the response of Christ is to literally take the church and spit them out.
他们就是把这个吐出来了。
A healthy church
一个健康的教会
has a right and biblical view of conversion.
对于一个归属有一个正确的属神属圣经的观念。
Let's close in a word of prayer.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we pray that this morning
天父我们今天早上祷告,
that if there's anyone in this room that has not been converted,
假如有人在这个房间里面还没有归主,
that thou who shined light out of darkness
你能够把光照在黑暗当中,
would shine in the light of the gospel in their hearts.
也就把福音的光照在他们的心上,
lead them to yourself.
把他们带到你自己面前,
show them what a God of grace and mercy you are.
让他们可以看到神你自己的怜悯与恩典,
and work faith in their hearts.
在他们心里面, 在他们信心的上心上工作。
And Father, I pray for those in here who are believers,
我也为在这里一些信徒们祷告,
and who really have a desire to love you and to serve you.
他们真正有一个欲望想要爱你想要侍奉你。
Allow your Holy Spirit to control them,
让你的圣灵来控制他们,
that they may live in a manner that is pleasing to you.
让他们能够过一个讨你喜悦的生活。
We pray these things in your Son's precious name.
我们靠你儿子宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.